The Ozark Tracker Society is organizing the workshop Wild Green Thumbs, using plants for food or medicine, next Saturday. Carl Keller is the executive director of the Ozark Tracker Society. According to him, the workshop is for individuals who are interested in knowing more about their environment and nature.
The workshop coming up at the end of August is going to be a day-long intensive, just familiarizing people with some basics of utilizing both edible and medicinal plants found in the Ozark Plateau. Be making some basic medicines, first aid treatments, teas, edible meals, that sort of thing, from really common plants from the area.
The Wild Green Thumbs workshop is a part of the Ozark Nature Connection series that focuses on cultivating personal connections with the natural environment.
This series is something we've run, it's our second year running. It was partially funded by a grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And the focus, again, like I said, our focus is on building relationships through deep nature connections. So we take people to the same location throughout the season so they get to see the way the land changes throughout the year. And we start generally a 9-12-month series. We'll have one workshop per month. And we just basically go around a series of different curriculum pieces, from survival skills to edible medicinal plants to animal tracking to mentoring youth and community development, permaculture. Pretty much cover the whole gamut of all the pieces that would be necessary that you would see in a traditional village. You know, all the skills necessary for the people to live in a sustainable way with themselves, you know, each other, and their environment.
Four previous workshops in this series have dealt with topics such as enhancing wilderness observation skills, learning vocalizations of birds to identify patterns in nature, learning to read the landscape through the study of mammals, and ethnobotany. Carl says the upcoming workshop focuses on identifying weeds that can be used to make food or medicines. According to him, a good place to start is in your own backyard.
There are some dangers from harvesting edible medicinal plants in an urban setting from pollution and whatnot, but as far as a place to learn, there's a number of different plants classified as pests or weeds or whatnot that have edible medicinal value. It's kind of unfortunate they're targeted to be eradicated from lawns, but a great example most people are familiar with, would be like dandelion. A really common flower in people's front yards. It's got both edible and medicinal qualities. Plantain is another weed people try and get rid of. Mullein, both those are, classified as weeds, but have, again, medicinal value. Plantain, both edible and medicinal value. The salves that can be made really easily from, like, a first aid salve. We used plantain. This past weekend, I'm trying to recall, we used plantain and willow from trees and shrubs to flowers and whatnot. There's a number of different ones in the region that are really common. But like I said, a great place for people to start is going out in their backyard.
The workshop Wild Green Thumbs will be a day-long affair, which, according to Carl, usually means a jam-packed schedule. The day starts with Bringing Minds Together, a Native American way to give thanks for folks arriving safely at the workshop and get everyone to the same peaceful state of mind. The Thanksgiving is followed by orientation sessions for participants to expand their awareness for nature. Noontime sessions are intensely focused on the topic of the workshop.
Whatever we're talking about will be focused on skills, be focused on technique. Coming into the early to mid-afternoon will be more of a downtime, some time for reflection, looking back on, okay, what did we learn? We call that kind of a harvest, kind of harvesting from the group the stories of the day, key pieces of experience or key pieces of information they took away from that day, in a kind of a sharing circle, place to get some feedback for them to share their individual stories. A lot of times, we'll do a lot of emphasis on mapping. So as people go out in the landscape, they gather information as a foraging society would, They would go out in the land and gather information and come back and present that information to the elders around the fire. So we sort of mimic that with our story of the day and with our mapping. Cool thing about mapping I love is that as you create a map with information you gather from the landscape, you see what you're paying attention to, what you're aware of, and all the white spaces in between indicate the holes in your awareness. So it's a great tool for us to get a group together and see what people are paying attention to and what they're missing. After a mapping or a story of the day session, we'll pretty much wrap it up for a day long.
Apart from the Nature Connection series, the OSAC Tracker Society also offers a variety of courses specifically tailored to individual groups or certain skill sets.
We have a whole animal workshop coming up this fall, the first time this has been offered in the region. It's a very intensive 3 to 5 day workshop, taking a deer and looking at the way the traditional societies would utilize virtually every part of the animal. So that will involve taking the hide and making it into brain tan buckskin, taking the bones and making them into tools, processing the meat, making water containers, making cordage, making all the 100-plus tools you can make from a deer, and really honoring the gift of the animal's life by using virtually every part. So I'm really excited to offer that this coming fall. And also, I guess, from just groups or individuals, if there's something they specifically want to learn, they can see a list of skill sets on our website. Feel free to contact us. We can put together custom workshops for people.
The workshop, Wild Green Thumbs, Using Plants for Food or Medicine, is being hosted by the OSAC Tracker Society in association with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at a wildlife refuge just outside of Colcord, Oklahoma, on August 20th. Participation fee for the workshop is $35 per person, and the registration deadline is August 13th. To register or find out more, call 267-0420 or log on to ozarktrackers.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudhokar.